Scholastic Audio presents Spirit Animals, Book 4, Fire and Ice, by Shannon Hale. Read for you by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1. Geraethon. Geraethon moved. Her black scales, thick as plate metal, clicked against the sandstone. Her mouth was open, tasting the air. Her tail flicked playfully behind her. Life. She thrilled with life, with her own body sliding over Earth, and the Earth sliding under her. Life is a pulse, a twitch, a flutter, an inhale. Life is movement. She wagged her tongue and tasted human on the breeze. More life. She wasn't hungry at the moment. Flocks of animals skittered, lumbered, and scampered after her, trembling with fear, yet unable to turn away. Any time she wanted a snack, she simply extended her great neck and snatched up a kangaroo or wild dog. She had not known hunger since her escape. All the same, life filled her with the desire to grab pulsing things and squeeze. She changed directions toward the lone human, her weaving body frisky. She could move nearly silently, of course, but there was no need. What creature could outrun 2 tons of cobra? This creature did try. A young man, his face still full of childhood, when he looked back at her with wide-eyed fear. She hissed, a happy kind of giggle, and buzzed with the strength of her muscles and long, strong body. She spread the elegant hood of skin on her neck, coiled, and sprang. Life! This life between her jaws thrashed, kicked, his heartbeat galloping against her tongue. He screamed heartily as her fangs pressed into his back and her thick, black venom oozed inside him. His heart graciously pumped the venom along with his own blood throughout his body. He twitched for a time before going limp. But his heart was still beating, slow and lovely, as she swallowed him whole, her fantastic muscles pulling him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?